It's a Thursday edition of Locked On Heat. On today's show, we've got a bunch of interviews for you. The first two will be my conversations with the Miami Heat's Rodney Magruder and Tyler Johnson. Then I'll play you a clip of David Locke's conversation with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. This should be a fun one. Thank you for listening and for subscribing as always. Let's get to the show.
You are Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
All right, let's do this. Welcome to Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Wes Goldberg. I'm a credentialed writer covering the NBA for the Step Back, and I write for the Miami Heat's Tip-Off magazine. You can find me on Twitter at WC Goldberg. You won't find my usual co-host, David Romil, with me today. I'm riding solo. David cannot be here for this recording. But that's okay, because I'm not going to be doing a whole lot of talking today. It's going to be mostly me playing some interviews that I was able to pick up for you guys when the Heat were in Sacramento last week. I had a chance to talk with some of the players one-on-one before the game. I'm going to play you my talks with Tyler Johnson and first here with Rodney Magruder. I asked Magruder about what it's like to rejoin the Heat midway through the season as he bounces back from injury, and what he's worked on to improve his game. I've also written a piece about Magruder over at FanRag Sports. I urge you to go check that out as well. It's got some of those quotes, but moreover, it breaks down some of the ways he's been able to improve his game, specifically how he's been able to put his put the ball on the floor, attack closeouts off the dribble. He's getting to the rim. He's with more efficiency now than he was even last season. He's already improving his game, but there's just not been a lot of shine on what he's been able to do here, typical of role players. But let's go ahead and play that interview now for you.
I didn't mean to interrupt your music.
No, you're good.
What are we listening to?
You said Whiteside album, man.
The new Whiteside album?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one. It's sneak peek. So how you feeling now that you're kind of back in the swing of things?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Getting the rhythm back and, you know, just, man, you take for granted how much you love this game, you know, when you're away for so long. So I just appreciate being back.
Yeah. I noticed since you've been back, you've kind of, there was questions, obviously, as anytime somebody comes back, how do they get acclimated back in? Yeah. It seems like you kind of just fit right back in. How has that been? How the coaches helped you? What do you kind of credit that to?
I'll credit that to, you know.
He don't shoot a lot, so he don't get in people's way.
I credit that to my coaching staff and my teammates as well, you know, just help implement me back into, you know, the flow and the swing of things.
You've been putting the ball on the floor a little bit more too, I noticed. Is that something you worked on, just trying to attack closeouts and things like that?
Yeah, it is something I worked on over the summer. And, something I continue to work on as well. So,
yeah.
So, just keep working.
When you say you worked on it over the summer, like what specifically are you working on? Just kind of like the quick twitch kind of decision making, or the actual dribbling, or
both? A little bit of both. You know, the guy I work out with on the team, you know, he really, you know, put me in situations and workouts, game like situations to help. You know, so when I get in that position in the game, I can, you know, use those moves and stuff like that.
What's your goal when you're on the floor? Just kind of just help this team as you guys make this. That's, what, 15 games left tonight?
Just, you know, bring energy, you know, compete, you know, and try to inspire my teammates to, you know, just push. You know, I want them to see me make a crazy play and then inspire them to go out there and do the same. You know, just bring a life and energy like that.
Next up is my conversation with Tyler Johnson. But first, quick reminder to subscribe to Locked On NBA. It's the only daily NBA podcast that's less than 30 minutes long and delivers the most important news, scores, and storylines of the day. Perfect to listen to on your morning commute, while you're at the gym, or during your lunch break. And make sure to listen on Tuesdays, when David and I will be hosting for the rest of the season. To get the latest episode every day, subscribe on iTunes or on your favorite podcasting app. We'll get to Adam Silver's thoughts on possible league expansion next. But first, let's jump into my talk with Tyler Johnson. Tyler famously began meditating before the season. And as a novice meditator myself, I wanted to ask him about his routine and his practice. So this conversation is mostly about that. And by the way, about halfway through, you'll hear someone, you'll hear some music start playing and someone yell, "Wrap it up, B." That was James Johnson politely asking me to leave so that the locker room could play their pregame hype music. I think I asked Tyler three more questions after that, but eventually I left. Definitely the highlight of my day. Anyway, let's get to that conversation now.
So I was reading before the season that you practiced meditation for a little bit. Is that something you're still doing?
Mm-hmm.
So what is, when do you typically do it? Like before games?
No, I try and do it every day.
Like in the mornings, like when you wake up? Or?
Yeah, just set a good intention for when you wake up, just how you want your day to go, how you foresee it going, and it just gives you some sort of accountability for, you know, if it's not going that way, why, and how can you make it back to where you were, you know, what you originally intended for.
So I started trying to do meditation too, like in November, and I know for me the hard part has been just trying to do it on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. Have you been struggling with that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably the toughest part, of the consistency of it. Yeah. Like sometimes you do it to, and then all of a sudden you feel good for a couple of days, yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, you just forget how you know got to that place, and so then you don't do it a couple of days, and then right back.
Use like an app or anything?
No, I was working with somebody I went to high school with. She sends me guided meditations.
Okay.
Pretty regularly, so I like the guided ones when they kind of talk you through it.
Yeah. Yeah, like so it's like an audio thing.
It's not, yeah, audio thing. That, okay. I just listen to and you know, sometimes I do that. Sometimes. A little bit of yoga, I think that's meditation, you know, mm-hmm. being able to just sit in positions and all that.
Yeah. So do you find that, like, I know some people worry about when they meditate, or if they start taking up meditation as a practice, like, it might get, like, they might lose their edge or their focus or something. Like, are you finding that at all? Like, what kind of mindset?
Nah, I guess you more focus, maybe more focus.
Yeah.
Being able to quiet everything that's, you know, on the outside, so it can't, like, penetrate, you know, your
sure.
energy and all that. So I don't think of it as nothing like that.
Are you finding that it's helping you on the court then?
Yeah, 100%. I can tell when I don't do it, so it's 100% that it helps.
Have you gotten any of your teammates to start meditating?
No, I mean, actually, we talked with Ron a little bit about it. Some guys, you know, it's interesting, but it's one of those things where until you're like, you come to in your own time, so you can't really force it on other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else in the league that you know that meditates? Any other guys?
No, I know it's pretty common. I don't know anybody in specifically. Yeah. Nobody I talk to. So, but I know it's becoming more and more common.
I appreciate the time, Tyler. Thank you. Good luck.
Tyler Johnson's obviously given meditation a lot of thought. There's a number of other NBA players that I at least know that meditate. Jaylen Brown for the Celtics, Jamal Murray for the Denver Nuggets. Meditation becoming a more common practice in the NBA, and for good reason. Look, it helps these player focus, be less reactive, and sort of get out of their own heads a little bit and sort of just let their ego get out of their own way and just approach and play the game with a more instinctual approach. And so it's not surprising at all that meditation is becoming more important for some of these players as NBA players find new and more beneficial ways to improve their game. Coming up next, we'll give you a peek into David Locke's conversation with Adam Silver that went up on Locked On NBA Today. But first, did you know that you can listen to Locked On Heat on your home assistant like the Amazon Echo or Google Home? It's a hands-free way to listen to the latest episodes of Locked On Heat or any of the other Locked On Podcast Network shows. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. The boss man, David Locke, had the opportunity to sit down with Adam Silver at the Sloan Analytics Conference for a conversation about a variety of NBA issues, including tanking, gambling, players speaking out on social issues, and possible expansion. We urge you to check that out by subscribing to Locked On NBA, where Locke has his full conversation with Adam Silver posted. We also, David and I, host Locked On NBA on Tuesdays, so we hope that you would subscribe and check us out then as well. But here's a peek at their conversation about potential league expansion into Mexico City.
Is Mexico City a viable NBA city?
Mexico City, I believe, can be a viable NBA city. We've played several regular season games there mid-season. They have a beautiful arena in Mexico City. Obviously, a huge and growing fan base, the city of 22 million, you know, and then it would open up arguably a whole country to us in the way that Toronto has done for Canada. So it's something we continue to look at. It would need to be bargained with the players. It's not about to happen in the next 2 or 3 years, but over time, I would see that as a great market to potentially expand to.
Adam Silver brings up some good points about possibly expanding into Mexico and crossing borders there the same way the NBA did by expanding into Canada with the Raptors, and how that's opened up a whole new country of NBA fans. And so I get it from a business standpoint, but look, Mexico City, tough to get to. That's going to be hard for teams to fly out to. So that's not great for the schedule unless there's some schedule changes, I guess. I'm not totally against Mexico City as an expansion destination. As long as there's an expansion, I think you have to do two teams just to keep the number of teams in the league even, obviously. Right now they're at 30. If you expand, the obvious number would be to expand to 32. And if that's the case, you've got to give Seattle a team back. My top two choices for expansion are still Seattle, bring the Supersonics home, and Louisville. I've been to Louisville a couple times, and they've got a phenomenal basketball arena there for the Cardinals. You could play NBA games. They do play NBA games there in the preseason. Miami's played some NBA games there in the past. I think that would be a good fan base. You've got a Western Conference team with Seattle, an Eastern Conference team with Louisville. So that also works as far as a split. You just add Louisville to the East, add Seattle to the West, and that's a nice clean break. But Mexico City, not a bad option. And, you know, again, from a business standpoint, I think it works if you're Adam Silver and you really want to accomplish a couple of things. By expanding, you want to acquire a new fan base. You could do that by entering Mexico. And for Seattle, you bring back a storied NBA franchise and make good with an important Northwestern fan base there in Seattle, Washington. That's all we have for today. We'll be back tomorrow. You can send mailbag questions and ask about advertising on the show by sending an email to lockedonheat@gmail.com. Tweet your questions and comments for our recaps using the hashtag AskLOHeat and support the show by visiting our Patreon page at patreon.com/lockedonheat. Music is courtesy of Mojave Wild. We'll catch you next time.